Yeah. Hey, well, yes, I'm right back on the air. I think, yeah, this is episode, wait a minute, I think it's 128, no, maybe 9? No, 128. So, yes, okay, and I can't believe that we have a nice new building here, and, you know, it hasn't been treated with a lot of respect. Maybe that's the first story I'm about to tell here. This is the Shakespeare show. Yes, apparently, yes, the speaker has been fixed outside, so I'm pretty sure you can all hear me. Okay, and you know what? I'm gonna go with my first song. It's called Tomorrow by Electric Youth.
Now. Listen here, folks, I'm gonna sing a little song, but you mustn't get mad, I don't mean no wrong. There's an old maid, name is Liza Fair, always singing the blues when she tumbles in bed. Oh, it's tight like that. I mean, it's tight like that. I know a hotel is called the Slumberland Pack. Got a million bed bugs just to make you scratch. Monkey woke up a quarter to three, and he said to the flea, quit your picking on me, or it's tight like that. Oh, it's tight like that. Oh, hear me talking to you.
Yeah, that was It's Tight Like That by Clara Smith from 1929. Back to those old blues and stuff again. Yeah, so, just as usual before, and that was, yes, and before that was Tomorrow by Electric Youth. Yeah, oh, what are we doing? Like everybody's thinking, well, I mean, everybody's usually preparing for tomorrow, and, yes, and it's tight like, yeah, and this show's quite tight sometimes when there's short songs. Okay, so, and now I'll be playing, oh yeah, a song called Interior Light by Young Rival. Well, first of all, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, CITR Radio, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver, and here's a song, Interior Light by Young Rival.
Yeah. over here and sit down, baby. Daddy want to talk to you. I'm going to make some changes. And here's what we're going to do. No more spending all of my money because it don't make sense. From now on, if I buy the groceries, you got to pay the rent. You got to meet me halfway. You got to meet me halfway. You got to meet me halfway, baby. This house is where you wanna stay. Now you work every day, just like I do. But every time I turn around, it's Daddy, I want some money from you. Now I pay all the bills. Buy your food and clothes. Now you know what happens to my money, but I never know what happens to yours. You got to meet me halfway. You got to meet me halfway. You got to meet me halfway, baby. The house is where you wanna stay. Tell me, baby, this is all I got to say. If you want to live in this house, you got to meet me halfway. From now on, when I go downtown to buy your hats and shoes, if they cost $104, you got to get $202. You got to meet me halfway. You got to meet me halfway. Meet me halfway, baby. This house is where you gonna stay.
That was Meet Me Halfway by R.B. Stidham. Yes. Back to probably, late 1940s. Yes, that was when rock and roll wasn't allowed on the radio. Approximately around that time. And so, yes, by the way, Meet Me Halfway to Where? I don't know. And An Interior Light by a Young Rival before that, with an interesting video of a light in some, kind of a space that's like right by the water. It just looked like it. Maybe it was kind of like it. I don't know, it's like any place that has beaches and mountains and stuff. And now here we're going to a song called Something Like Summer by Cave Boy. Is there anything like summer around here?
Sticks and letters, climbing up the days. We're Concerts presents, from Montreal, pop band Tops, on tour to support their latest release, Picture You Staring. They return to Vancouver Saturday, November 21st at the Biltmore Cabaret with special guests White Poppy. For more information and to get tickets, go to timberconcerts.com.
Just one more ad.
Why so sad? Oh, nothing, really. Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
One, two, three, four.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved. And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about. See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific. You know, I'm so proud of it. It's almost indecent.
All right, yes. Yeah, two ads right there. Before the ads was Something Like Summer by Cave Boy. And is there anything out there like summer right now? Few things, even though it's pretty cold. I do see some people still wearing sandals, which is kind of crazy. And now here is a song called Porcelain Doll by Rebecca Lapa. I mean, well, that other song had quite an interesting video, and you know what? This one does too.
Thank you.
That was Boogie Woman by Ed Watson. Yeah, I just had to, you know, fade it out because it's long. And by the way, I mean, I just have to get to my next song. It's called The Lovely Lady of Shady Lane by the Ames Brothers. We're going back to the 50s now.
The naughty lady of Shady Lane has hit the town like a bomb. The back fence gossip ain't been this good since Mabel ran off with Tom. Our town was peaceful and quiet before she came on the scene. The lady has started a riot, disturbing a suburban routine. The naughty lady of Shady Lane has the town in a whirl. The naughty lady of Shady Lane, hey, oh my, oh what a girl. Bum-ba-da-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-ba-da-bum-bum-bum. You should see how she carries on with her admirers galore. She must be giving them quite a thrill the way they flock to her door. She throws those come hither glances at every Tom, Dick, and Joe. When offered some liquid refreshment, the lady never, never says no. The naughty lady of Shady Lane has the town in a whirl. The naughty lady of Shady Lane, me, oh my, oh what a girl. Bum-ba-da-bum-bum-bum, bum-ba-da-bum-bum-bum, bum-ba-da-bum-bum-bum. The things they're trying to pin on her won't hold much water, I'm sure. Their beats a heart sweet and pure. She just needs someone to change her, then she'll be nice as can be. If you're in the neighborhood, stranger, you're welcome to drop in and see. The naughty lady of Shady Lane, so delightful to hold. The naughty lady of Shady Lane, so delectable, quite respectable. And she's only 9 days old.
Oh, I meant it was the naughty lady of Shady Lane, sorry. I'm gonna play an ad.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums, getting all swollen with a light blue hue.
Saurus. Oh no, I was gonna play the Team Shan one. Hang on. Oh jeez. Oh. Oh please. Oh come on. No, get in. No. No. Oh, my goodness. This one. I don't know why this isn't working. I'm just gonna play my next song. It's called "Scratches and Needles" by the Nils.
From the friendly crowd, you can
Alright, here comes an ad before Cincinnati, Ohio by... Well, Cincinnati, Ohio by Connie Smith will be next. And right now, there'll just be an ad.
Right Honorable W.L. Mackenzie King, Prime Minister of Canada, speaking from Ottawa.
There is no home in Canada, no family, and no individual whose fortunes and freedom are not bound up in the present struggle.
This Remembrance Day, CITR presents At Home and Overseas. More than two dozen Vancouver actors recreate the personal stories of those who experienced firsthand what life was like in Canada during the Second World War. Wednesday, November 11th, from 6:30 to 8 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. Or look for the podcast at citr.ca.
We're gonna hang out the washing on the Siegfried Line. Have you any dirty washing, mother dear? We're gonna hang out the washing on the Siegfried Line, 'cause the washing day is here. Whether the weather may be wet or fine, we'll just rub along.
That was Cincinnati, Ohio by Connie Smith. And has anyone ever been to Cincinnati, Ohio? Probably lots of people. I don't know about here. Yeah, some country. Now we're going to, this song is called Transmogrative Express by Moonwood. And it's new, but it's like, you know, the old time, secret agent stuff. It's instrumental, and see how it sounds.
I'm confusion in London. Argument, excitement.
You see, they wanted to know the best party around. I told them the best is in my hometown. They tell me a lie, so I had to explain. If you think I lie, come down to Port of Spain.
Boy, boy, it's holiday party, all night party. Everybody making merry, sweet music, beat music, calypso.
Jeremiah, a bachelor, said to me, baby, talk to me.
I said, it's music like rain from the north to the south. You know, he heard me explain, but he's still in a doubt. The whole of the city like one big dance hall. Nobody crazy, we only having a ball.
Boy, boy.
Right, that was Sweet Music by the United Sisters. Yeah, the song is also called Sweet Music. And now we're going on to a song called Hypnotized by the Lad Mags. Shorter song. Faded this one out because it's pretty long.
Got me hypnotized.
Yeah, I was hypnotized by the Lad Mags, and I'm trying my best not to be hypnotized by this. And and here is called here's a song called "Memory Forever" by Stephen Lamb. I don't know about Lamke. Yeah, I don't know about. Could you really keep it forever? It can be hard when you get Alzheimer's, but I mean, I just hope I never get that. You know. I would like to have a memory of this place forever. And now here comes that song on. Hang on, I think we're signing off for the, you know, Permanent Rain Radio. And they'll be coming in just a minute. And here is Memory Forever by Stephen Lamke. L-A-M-B-K-E, however you want to pronounce it. Signing off 128...
Thank you.
I'm a gazelle and you a lion.